And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. As the U.S. House of Representatives continues to struggle to vote on a Speaker of the House, the majority leader of the lower house of Congress, U.S. Democrats in the House are urging them to get on with business. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
It's time for the Republicans to get their act together.
House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries says this should not be hard.
Nancy Pelosi got along with John Boehner. Ruth Bader Ginsburg got along with Antonin Scalia. All we are asking is House Republicans to get along with each other.
Number two House Democrat Catherine Clark says the failure is not just embarrassing, it's dangerous. Without a speaker, the House cannot fully open, meaning members cannot get things like intelligence briefings.
It is just a matter of luck at this point that there is not something we miss.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Mexican security forces Thursday captured the son of notorious drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, the jailed leader of the infamous Sinaloa cartel. This according to the Mexican defense minister. Ovidio Guzman was caught in a security operation in the northwestern city of Culiacan. The State Department spokesman Ned Price warned Americans about traveling in Mexico.
We, of course, have been closely following the violence in parts of Mexico, namely in Sinaloa, over the past few days. There has been reports of gunfire, roadblocks, and fires throughout the cities of Culiacan, Los Mochis, Guasave, in Sinaloa, Mexico.
That's U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. As China's COVID rates spike, the U.S. is starting to test more travelers. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Some of the COVID testing set up at the airports is run by ExpressCheck. Ezra Ernst is the company's CEO.
We are at a CDC station designed to test passengers for emerging variants, variants of interest and variants of concern. From 30 countries.
And while the screening is for the latest COVID-19 variants, Dr. Sidney Friedman, who's with the CDC Travelers Health Branch, thinks the testing could help with future outbreaks.
This model can be used for other pathogens, not just for SARS-CoV-2, using travelers for early detection.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday ordered a 36-hour ceasefire in his war against Ukraine over the Orthodox Christmas holiday. The Kremlin said he ordered Russian troops to stop attacks for a day and a half in its neighboring country, starting at noon on Friday. Many Orthodox Christians, including those living in Russia and Ukraine, celebrate the Orthodox Christmas on January 6th and 7th. The head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, called on Thursday for both sides of the war in Ukraine to observe a Christmas truce, but Kyiv has dismissed the proposal as a cynical trap. It's also called Putin's order hypocrisy. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban signed their first international agreement with a Chinese petroleum company Thursday to extract and develop oil reserves in the country's north. Senior Taliban officials and China's ambassador to Kabul, Wang Yu, witnessed the signing ceremony in the Afghan capital. It was the first major foreign investment deal in Afghanistan since the Taliban seized power in August of 2021. Lebanon's military tribunal has charged seven suspects in last month's attack that killed an Irish peacekeeper when a group of armed local residents ambushed his convoy and opened fire. The shooting took place near the town of Al-Akhbia in southern Lebanon, a center of support for the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Hezbollah has denied any role in the killing. In Kenya, President William Ruto said Wednesday his government will ramp up a tax collection over the next 2 years and cut borrowing. In an interview with Kenyan media outlets, Ruto vowed that the East African country will not default on its debt. And in Mauritania, former President Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz said Thursday he's been prevented from leaving the country. He faces a trial for alleged corruption and says he's the victim of score settling by rivals. He argues he has immunity from prosecution. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.